This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Folks, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got all sorts of things lined up for you in this show. A bit of old-time bluegrass, bit of brand-new bluegrass, and I hope you're going to enjoy everything that I've got selected for you. And in fact, we're going to start off, that track that was recorded, I'm not sure what you'd call that. That was recorded 1976 in Sydney, Australia. Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, myself on banjo, Graham Lovejoy on mandolin, Colin Watson on guitar and Rod Coe on bass, recorded in the EMI studios, and it's a tune called The Wild Goose Chase, and one I wrote, and it's a fun tune to play and always enjoyed playing it. It's got a lot of good movement in the song. Anyway, we're going to have some brand new bluegrass. This is from the new Larry Sparks album called Way Back When. A picture of him with some old cars on the cover. And he's got some great musicians working with him on the track that I've selected, which is called Since I Met You Baby. He's got Ron Stewart playing fiddle and banjo on that one, and Larry T. Sparks on bass, and Evan Wilson on mandolin and tenor vocals. And the track sounds like this.
Since I met you, baby, my whole life has changed. Since I met you, baby, my whole life has changed. And everybody tells me that I'm not the same. I don't need nobody to tell my troubles to, 'cause since I met you, baby, all I need is you. Since I met you, baby, I'm a happy man. Since I met you, baby, I'm a happy man. I'm gonna try to please you in every way I can. I don't need nobody to tell my troubles to, 'cause since I met you, baby, all I need is you.
That's the modern sound of Larry Sparks. He's got a beautiful voice, hasn't he? A lovely, rich guitar playing is his sort of identifiable sound in many ways. Great song, Since I Met You, Baby. And I'm going to play some old-time bluegrass now. Last week I was in Wellington, being a guest at the Wellington Folk Festival 60th anniversary. I didn't make it to the first Wellington Folk Festival 60 years ago, but I made it to the second 59 years ago, and then a few subsequent festivals, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, and then the 30th. And the only reason why I know this is that they had lists of all the performers at each year. And I'd forgotten totally that I'd been to some of those festivals, and I was very pleased to be reminded of the fact. But had a good time down in Wellington and went and visited my friends at Slowboat Records in Cuba Street, which is always a treat. And you go through their CDs and hunt out if there's any bluegrass ones in there that I think I should add to my collection. I do, and I came back with four. And you get the benefit of them in this show, because I often find CDs that have music on them from groups that I've heard about and read about, but never had any of their music, being as this is all a sort of private collection type show. And one of them is Jim Greer and the Makachee Valley Folks. They were an Ohio-based traditional bluegrass band active in the 1960s, and I read lots about them, but finally got some information and some music. The group was led by Jim Greer, who played banjo and mandolin, and featured his sister Valida on guitar and vocals. And Valida's husband, I'm not sure if I'm saying Valida correctly, and her husband John Wentz on dobro, Bob McPherson on guitar and mandolin, Dalton Burrows on bass fiddle, Aaron Hicks on fiddle, And they released albums on Rural Rhythm label, several of them. They broke up in the early 1970s. They were all part-time players, very much like my experience with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. Apart from our early days, we spent most of our time being a part-time band, and it's great to hear them play. They did some recording in Tennessee, but they became cast members of the Jamboree USA in Wheeling, West Virginia, and performed there for 3.5 years every second weekend. And they often played at Lancaster, Pennsylvania, at the outdoor shindig at Cripple Creek. And I played there with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band in 1971, and we went to see Bill Monroe play, and Bill, we'd just been at his festival at Ben Blossom, and Bill invited us up on stage, and the band gave us their instruments, and we picked a couple of tunes. So I've always got a soft spot for shindig at Cripple Creek. And Makashee Valley folks disbanded early in the 1970s as it got too difficult. Jim Greer had a clothing store. In fact, he had a couple of them. He's a very successful businessman. He died, I'm just looking at my notes here, he died in 2016, kept playing pretty much up to the end of his life. So he's a fine band, and I'm very pleased to be able to read about them and finally feature them on the show. And the track that I've got lined up for them, I've got pieces of paper all over the place here, you can probably hear them in the background. Here's Jim Greer and the Makashee Valley Folks with "The Girl I Left in Sunny Tennessee."
On one morning bright and clear, my old homestead I drew near, just a village down in sunny Tennessee. Been speeding on a train that would bring me back again to the girl I left in sunny Tennessee. I could hear her voice singing as she bid farewell to me. Far across the fields of cotton, my old home that I could see as the moon rose in its glory. Then I told my saddest story of the girl I left in sunny Tennessee. Now the trains are up at last, old familiar scenes have passed, and I heard my mother at the station door. Kind friends are gathered round, tears on every face I've found, but I missed the one that I've been waiting for. I could hear her voices singing as she bid farewell to me. Far across the fields of cotton, my old home said I could see as the moon rose in its glory. Then I told my saddest story of the girl I left in sunny Tennessee. I just whispered, "Mother dear, where is Mary? She's not here." All the world seemed dark and sadness came to me. Just pointed to that spot in that little churchyard lot where my sweetheart sleeps in sunny Tennessee. I could hear her voices singing as she bid farewell to me. Far across the fields of cotton, my old home that I could see as the moon rose in its glory. Then I told my saddest story.
Well, I'm delighted to have had Jim Greer and the Makashee Valley Folks on Back Porch Bluegrass, and we'll hear from them a little bit later in this show. Right now it's time for an instrumental. We'll have Red Smiley and the Bluegrass Cut-Ups, Tater Tate on fiddle, Billy Edwards on banjo, and Herschel Sizemore on mandolin, John Palmer on bass, and Red Smiley on guitar. Doing an instrumental, this is one called The Big Sandy, and it goes like this. Just like the tune that you do at the start or the finish of a show to take it out, wasn't it? Nice and short. Another album that I bought from Slowboat was Alison Krauss. Now, I've got quite a few Alison Krauss albums and LPs in my collection, but I just have this one. It's one called I've Got That Old Feeling, and that's the name of the album. This was recorded when Alison was 18 years old, and she hadn't yet put together the best known version of her band Union Station, but she had fine musicians playing with her. She was playing fiddle and doing vocals, Jeff White on guitar and harmony, Jerry Douglas on dobro, Sam Bush on mandolin, Dave Pomeroy on bass, and this is a tune written by John Pinnell called Dark Skies. Alison Krauss at 18 years old. Brilliant. Guys could pick even then, and Alison sounded a little bit different when she was younger, didn't she? Still had a lovely tone to her voice, and the band, of course, was just brilliant. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm playing you some of my favourite music, some of which is recently acquired, and some of it comes from my shelves that line my living room, and I just look at the shelves and think, what shall I play in the show tomorrow? I record the show in the mornings and its first airing is that same night. So it's a pretty up-to-date show in that respect. This show comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media. And that's in Hamilton, New Zealand. So if you wondered why you're listening to a bluegrass show with a rather odd accent at the helm of it, it's because we're down in New Zealand and I've been listening to and playing bluegrass music for more than 60 years and thoroughly enjoying it too, I tell you. I love the music, I love the way the instruments relate, I love the way the music fits together, and I love the way that it's nice, straightforward music, approachable at any level of musicianship. You can be absolutely brilliant, you can be quite ordinary, and you can still have a lot of fun with bluegrass music. And I fit somewhere closer to the lower level of those two parameters that I've just outlined. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and anything you need to do with music, go and see the folks in Shearer's. They have the big store in Anglesey Street, Hamilton, and we'll meet all your musical needs with their instrument supplies, their additional supplies, and like straps and picks and stands to put your instrument on so you can leave it out and not have to go and get it out of its case every time you want to run through a tune. And lots of good advice, because assistants are all great musicians and they can help you choose. Shearer's Music Works sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm delighted about that. Well, one band I really enjoy is a band High Fidelity, and I first saw the fiddle player when I went to one of the mountain grass festivals in Australia, and she was there as a fiddle player, I think with Chris Henry, I seem to recall, and I noted her because of a big smiley face and a delightful approach to fiddle playing. And then we found out she had a band called High Fidelity together with her husband, and I love their music, I love their approach to the music. And I've just got a new album that's come from Rebel of Karina Rose Logsdon Stevens. That's four names, that's a big long name, but Karina Rose Logsdon, as she's sort of professionally known, is a great fiddle player, plays good mandolin, but evidently she writes lots of songs, but they're not necessarily bluegrassy type songs. They're all very thoughtful, some introverted, some quirky, really quite interesting. And I've selected one that I think will fit in. It's one called, whereabouts have I written the name of it? It's called Get Along Somehow. And it's her sort of an approach to life. This is from an album called Little Songs, and she's doing these under the name of Renako, with two R's at the start, and you think, what a weird name is that? But really, she's just taken the CO off Karina and put that on the end of the word. So if you think of Karina with the CO at the end of the word, that's Renako. I'm not sure how you say that either. And she's got some funny songs. Here's Get Along Somehow. After this, I'll play High Fidelity as I usually know them, and she's in that too. Okay, let's hear from Renako, or Karina Rose Logsdon. Now, Get Along Somehow.
Just the season to go on separately. You say you don't need me, well, you can relieve me. You say that I hurt you, well, show me how. Cause you hit me and you ran in the opposite direction. I think that I can get along somehow. Oh, you're just a candle waiting to be put out. You say you don't need me, well, you can believe me. You say that I hurt you, well, show me how. Cause you hit me and you ran in the opposite direction. I think that I can get along somehow. You don't need me, well, you can relieve me. You say that I hurt you, well, show me how. Cause you hit me and you ran in the opposite direction. I think that I can get along somehow. I think that I can get along. I think that I can get along. I think that I can get along somehow.
It's a very different sound, isn't it? They were recorded, those tracks were recorded live, just sitting around in the studio and under control, but they were recorded over the last few years. They're not just brand new tracks, and recorded over the last few years. Jeremy Stevens, of course, playing guitar, Casey Campbell on mandolin, and PJ George on bass. This is how we're more used to Karina Rose playing here, where she's at the fiddle player and the tenor singer for the band High Fidelity. And here they are doing the song Will the Circle Be Unbroken. It's always sort of annoyed me that the chorus of the usual song Will the Circle Be Unbroken, the chorus doesn't seem to fit the words particularly well. They're the ones that A.P. Carter used, and it's a sacrilege to say that the words aren't quite right. But I always imagined the song being different, and then I found out it used to be until he changed it. And this is the more original version of Will the Circle Be Unbroken. Here's High Fidelity doing this song.
Dear forms you often miss when you close your earthly story. Will you join them in their bliss? Will the circle be unbroken by and by? Songs of heaven, which you sang. sing with childish voice. Do you love the hymns they taught you, or are songs of earth your choice? Will the circle be unbroken by and by, in a better home awaiting in the sky,
in the sky, in the sky,
in the sky.
Oh, that's High Fidelity, and that's the original words of that song, Will the Circle Be Unbroken? And nice to hear them do it. Nice to hear her contributing to both those bands. Two different approaches to the music of Karina Rose Logsdon. Just lovely. We're going to hear from my French friend now, a New Caledonian resident now, but definitely based in France, Jean-Luc Leroux, fine mandolin player and guitar player. Many albums to his name, plays a lot of music. Like many people outside mainstream bluegrass, we play something that I was talking to a friend at the folk festival, and I said a lot of my music is ish music. The band that I play with at the festival with my sons and grandson is bluegrass-ish. When I play country music, it's country-ish. We play sort of folkish music. And we tend to adapt our music to our own tastes and to our audiences too. And Jean-Luc Leroux is a master of that. He's mixed his mandolin in with country music and his particular style of vocal treatment, and it comes across with some great songs. This is from the album Ma Mando et Moi. This is really for those of you who speak French, really. And he laughs at my accent. I can't speak French at all. He's got some great musicians on there, on the album. Mike Bubb is playing bass, Matt Hoover on fiddle, Rob Ikes on dobro, Butch Robbins on banjo, Guthrie Trapp on electric guitar, Doug Jernigan on pedal steel, Larry Atamanuk on drums, if those things are featured in the track that I've got here. Let's listen to Jean-Luc Leroux, and the song is called Les Nuits de Nashville. Sounds like this.
Cinquième, près de Broadway centre-ville, je sors d'une jam extrémophile et je sens ta main dans la mienne.
Les nuits de Nashville ont une histoire où amour et musique s'entendissent. C'est en son sein qu'on pourrait voir l'union de deux âmes complices. Un sourire et une balade dans la ville, de grands yeux bleus pour me séduire, éclairant ces nuits volatiles.
Les nuits de Nashville ont une histoire où amour et musique sont en lice. C'est en son sein qu'on pourrait voir l'union de deux âmes complices.
Concert de folie
Après le spectacle, je vais chez des amis. Je t'ai cherché, je t'ai retrouvé là. Les nuits de Nashville ont une histoire où amour et musique sont en lice. C'est en son sein qu'on pourrait voir l'union de deux âmes complices. Je rôde près de Broadway, centre-ville, et je retrouve ton ombre gracile, et je reprends ta main dans la mienne. Les nuits de Nashville ont une histoire, amour et musique sont en lice. C'est en son sein qu'on pourrait voir l'union de deux âmes complices.
Jean-Luc Leroux, Les Nuits de Nashville. And as you can hear, he's a fine singer and a fine mandolin player and a great arranger. He always likes a particular arrangement for his songs, and that worked out really well. Sounded excellent at the end there with the mandolin and the banjo by Butch Robbins there. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'd like to say hello to all the people listening on Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand. Access Radio stations do a great job of getting music to the people. And while I was at the Wellington Folk Festival, I met Mitch Park and Robin, who are folkies about the same age as I am and go way back in the music. And Mitch and Robin present shows over Radio Hawke's Bay, as it's called now, some folk music shows. It was great to talk to them, other radio presenters in still actively involved in the music, and that's a good way to be. And so it was delightful to talk to them. So this show comes to you from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand, but it also goes on access radio stations like the Raglan Community Station, just to the west coast beside Hamilton, Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, and Radio Hawke's Bay, where Mitch and Robin work from for their folk music show. Thank you all the people who listen on radio throughout New Zealand. The show comes on at all sorts of odd hours at different times of the day and night, and appreciate you leaving it on when Back Porch Bluegrass comes on. Also on the Access Radio stations in Canada, we do a swap deal, and some of the shows get swapped, and the Back Porch Bluegrass gets on CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, The Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, and Prince George in British Columbia. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass in Canada. People in the USA might listen on Bluegrass Planet Radio or the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show, and all sorts of different ways you can hear Back Porch Bluegrass. And of course, those people listening on podcasts, either from Free FM direct, and you can start at 10 o'clock at night, New Zealand time, is when on Tuesday nights, that's when the new show comes out. You can listen live, or they have a back library of lots of shows, and you can listen to any of them. iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, lots of different ways you can listen. I appreciate the fact that I offer to come to you on your morning walk or your motorbike ride or your exercise with the dog or just lying inside looking at the rain, which we've been doing for the last few weeks. But it's a lovely sunny day today. Let's get on with the bluegrass. Here's Jim Greer and the Makachee Valley Folks again with the tune Deep Elm Blues. And this is sort of one of those songs that's about a fairly nefarious area of downtown where you can get into trouble pretty easily. And actually, it doesn't sound like the sort of thing that they should be singing about as a family band, but I guess you just pick the songs that work for your band. Deep Elm Blues. I know Doc Watson does a great version of that. And then after that, we'll have a fiddle tune from Michael Cleveland with the Cumberlands called Run Boy Run. Here they come.
When you pull down in Deep Elm, just to have a little fun, better have $15 when that policeman runs.
Oh, sweet mama, daddy got the Deep Elm Blues. Oh, sweet mama, daddy got the Deep Elm
Thank you.
Ah, that was a tune called Run Boy Run. Let's hear from Alison Krauss again now from the album. Make sure I get it right. I've got that old feeling. I don't know how she's got the old feeling. She's only 18 years old when she did this. I think they should have re-released the album called I've Got That Young Feeling. Anyway, this is a song called Endless Highway, one of her great songs, really. She's playing fiddle, doing the vocals. Jeff White on guitar again. Jerry Douglas on dobro. Sam Bush, mandolin. Dave Pomeroy on bass. And Alison Brown added in on banjo. And here's Alison Krauss. It's a very young Alison Krauss with the song Endless Highway. Now, if you're at the festival in Wellington last weekend, about 10 days ago now, you would have heard the Trendless play, and that's myself with two sons, Sam and Tim, and grandson Tyler. Sam plays guitar, writes most of the songs, and sings most of the leads. Tim plays double bass and sings tenor harmony and occasional lead. Tyler sings harmony. He's my grandson and the father of my two great-granddaughters, and he plays a sort of stand-up percussion, kick drum, jangly thing on a stand and a shaker, and we get this boom chicka boom chicka boom chicka boom chicka boom chicka coming right through, and we have a lot of fun, and we did our own concert for 1 hour. I did a banjo or music workshop, and we were in the final concert, which we finished off and got everyone up on stage. We had a great time, bit of a rave up really, and I think Tony Burt, the organiser, great dobro player, he came up and joined us, and we did a couple of tunes there. I haven't got those recorded, but I think we'll play a tune. This is what you might have heard if you'd come along to the Trendless. Once again, as I've described, this is bluegrass-ish music, and we did this song. And one called Good Lord, and it's always good fun song playing, good fun playing with them, lots of energy in the music, I really enjoy that. So here's the Trendless with Good Lord.
Something inside me
Well, we're having some trouble with that track there, and I won't persist with it. That's the sort of sound that you might have heard if you were at Wellington Folk Festival. Beautiful place, Brooklyn Outdoor Education Centre, out from Wainuiomata. And I'll just get myself sorted out here without that track there, and then we'll get going again. Well, that was a trend was at this last 60th anniversary, but if you were at one of the earlier celebrations of Wellington folk music in the 1960s, you might have heard the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band doing this song. This is one called Walking Down the Line, which we borrowed from the Dillards for sure, and sounds like this. Alan Rose taking the lead vocal.
Walking down the line, I'm walking down the line. I'm walking down the line, my feet will be flying to tell about my troubled mind. I got a heavy-headed gal, I got a heavy-headed gal, I got a heavy-headed gal, she ain't a feeling well, she's better, only time will tell. Well, I'm walking down the line, I'm walking down the line. I'm walking down the line, my feet will be a flying to tell about my troubled mind. Yeah. My money comes and goes, my money comes and goes. My money comes and goes and rolls and flows and flows and rolls through the holes in the pockets of my clothes. Well, I'm walking down the line, I'm walking down the line. I'm walking down the line, my feet will be a-flying to tell about my troubled mind. Morning light, I see the morning light. Oh, well, it's not because I'm an early riser, I couldn't get to sleep last night. Well, I'm walking down the line, I'm walking down the line. I'm walking down the line, my feet will be a-flying to tell about my troubled mind. Well, I'm walking down the line, I'm walking down the line. I'm walking down the line, my feet will be flying to tell about my troubled mind.
Oh, that's a great song. Well, we've just about come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another session. It's been all over the place, hasn't it? A bit of a ramble through some bluegrass music for you. I ought to call this Bluegrass Ramble, but I think that name's already been taken. We're going to go out with Scott Vestalenko playing a fiddle tune that I've often wondered why it was called what it was, and it's called Forked Deer. And I looked up the meaning for the title, and it first was published as a fiddle tune in 1839. That's a long time ago. It's almost 200 years ago it was published as a fiddle tune, but the most widely cited origin story is that it comes from the killing of a buck deer with unusual forked antlers in Tennessee in 1785, but the title could also be linked to the Forked Deer River in West Tennessee, which is a waterway with historical significance. So Forked Deer, that's a name. The name is probably more complicated than the tune is, but here's the boys playing it to take us out. Thanks very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. Do it again next week too. See ya. Bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.